following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Wow, dude, that net's huge. What do you think we're fishing for, a whale?
Nope, boat.
Play Catch a Boat, the online fishing game where one lucky person will win a brand new Stratus fishing boat, motor, and trailer, all provided by North American Fishing Club. Every day you play is another chance to win the boat or one of our great daily prizes. To start playing, Google Catch a Boat or visit TakeMeFishing.org. No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 United States, 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Promotion ends 1-10-11. For official rules and complete details, visit TakeMeFishing.org.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. Did you know that you can now wirelessly stream movies, music, news, and more from the internet directly to your HDTV? Well, with an award-winning Vizio Internet Apps-enabled HDTVs, it's all possible. They even include a cool remote with a slide-out keyboard, making it a breeze to update your Facebook status or send a tweet. Vizio stands for Entertainment Freedom for All and is committed to bringing feature-rich consumer electronics to you at a value. Go to Vizio.com to learn more. Need a TV? Make it a Vizio.
What's going on? Stuart Scott with you. Thanks for checking in with SportsCenter. Coming up, breaking news. This just in. Scott.
I tell you, we love local. Love the local team announcers that go bananas.
Go bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Doug Duda from ESPN Radio in Kearney.
Well, you want answers? I go get you answers.
But that's just my opinion. I don't know. It's just my opinion.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
We can't get anybody open down the field. There's people running post patterns, and they're open by two steps. We have nobody that can get open by two steps.
Contact the show at 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-3776, or email the show at DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com.
Okay, that's enough out of you.
There it is!
Oh, very nice!
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
It's Christmas Wednesday. Glad to have you on the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Coming up on the program today, Doug Duda, Big Daddy Tony Davis, our local, state, and national look at sports. And we will be talking with UNK wrestling coach Mark Bauer coming up in a couple of minutes on our Loper Link. Also, towards the bottom of the hour, second half of the program, we're going to spend a little time with our buddy Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal star, talk about what's all going on with the Husker football team on and off the field, with the suspensions, the recruits that are not recruits anymore or have taken back their commitments, the coaching searches, Eckler gone, where's Watson, and then actually maybe a little bit about the football game with Nebraska and Washington coming up 1 week from tomorrow. Bowl mania, we've got to pick our bowls today. There's a lot of them to pick.
Are we picking spread or just flat out to win the game?
I think this one is just flat out to win the game. That's hard enough.
No, I think you're right. I was hoping you were going to go the other way because last night, of course, you took Louisville. I took Southern Miss, but Louisville was given 3.5 points. So,
no, 2.5. Southern Miss opening line. We go opening line.
No,
we
don't. No.
We shopped around, Tony.
You couldn't. No. When you picked the game yesterday, you go by yesterday's line, which happens to be 3.5 everywhere.
No, we shopped around, found 2. We bet early.
No, you didn't.
We were in early on that one. I don't think you know. No, you just hate for me to be a winner.
If it comes down to you being a winner or me being a winner, yes, I will take me.
Right. Well, we aren't going with the spreads. Does it say anywhere on their point spreads? No. How did our boys do, Merritt, on opening night? Do we have leaders already?
John was the only one who picked Southern Miss out of the four.
So John is a game back after one game in the Doug and Daddy Bowl Pick'em for the laptop computer from Premier Rental and Purchase. Of course, four guys defeated all guys, right?
Yes.
Okay, four guys defeated Doug and Daddy this season and on our Friday picks, thus made it into the final. So John is a game back. Close game throughout last night. More big plays, though, for Louisville, and they come away with the victory 31-28. Now tonight, the Las Vegas Mako Bowl, Utah, Boise State, and Boise State's like a 16, 17-point favorite in this football game. All comes down to whether they want to play or not. I think they do. I'm going to take Boise right now. Let me circle that. I'll take Boise.
Okay. I'll take Boise as well.
Boise. Okay, there we go. So there you go. Emails, phone calls, whatever you want to do. Love to hear from you. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Daddy, I know you're relieved. UConn number 89.
Yeah, it's over with, and thank God.
Well, it's not over with.
Well, no, who knows how long this deal lasts. Out of those 89 games yesterday, I was relieved when three of them were within 10 points. What a streak.
Stanford coming up December 30th at Stanford. Top 10 program. That's probably the next legit shot that somebody would have at knocking off Connecticut.
And one of the only three legit shots the rest of the year to keep them from going undefeated again. That's just what sours me on the deal. When you're beating everybody by 30 points, you know, Nebraska could declare to go to Division II football, too. I mean, if you want to take a step down, I mean, I don't know, nobody else has raised the level of play, and I guess Tennessee at one time, but that slipped off, and nobody has matched what Geno's been able to do, and congratulations to them, I guess. I still hate comparing it to the men's streak.
Well, that's fine. You don't have to. As your buddy, Eric Casilia, said today, congratulate them for what they've done.
Absolutely. Great streak. Congratulations.
No, you hate them.
Let's move on.
You hate them.
It's Christmas
time. You hate women's sports. You hate girls' basketball. You hate UConn. Let's get it out there. You do.
I'm just not that interested in it, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it's not football, so it's not a sport.
No.
Looking back at some of the things, let me be honest with you here. It's getting towards the end of the year. I'm trying to clean the area of papers a little bit, and I know that's hard for you to tell right now, but I did get rid of quite a few this morning. That's how many there were. But save all the information from the sports, you know, the preseason polls in basically every sport. Then the postseason awards and all things like that. Hastings College men's soccer team was 15th to start the season. National champions. National champions. What'd they play? Notre Dame of Ohio. They started the season number 7. So I came across that. The women were picked to like finish 3rd in the conference, and they, of course, made it to the national final. So just chuckle on some of that. The media picked Nebraska and Oklahoma to win, play in the Big 12 championship game. They were right. I was so glad today that they had posted on the Big 12 website a little bowl guide and preview for all the Big 12 teams that were in bowls. And then they had some stats, since this will be it for the Big 12, some of the history. The 17-point deficit by Oklahoma, the largest deficit overcome in a Big 12 championship game, just so you know. Lauren has fired in. Yesterday, of course, we had Mike Eckler on the show. We had Jared Crick on the show. If you missed those, you can always check out our podcast, brought to you by Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, open every day of the year for you to celebrate. And all you have to do is go to ESPNSuperstation.com, up on the podcast from yesterday, ESPNSuperstation.com. Lauren says, great interview with Coach Eckler. I'm going to miss your talks with him. I hope he told you his Big 12 theory off the air, which I know you know the story already. I know you guys are big Cowboy homers, but if you really like Jared Crick, you'd want him to go to a good team like the Chiefs. Merry Christmas, Lauren.
Thanks for the email, Lauren.
Yeah, Lauren, go ahead and look at the just add the records up from the last, ever. And I don't care. You want to go back not just 1 year, but 5 years, 10 years. Yeah, that's fine. You do whatever you want to do. We'll be there for you.
Douglas, every day when you pick up the USA Today, they've got a little blurb down there, a little table or a little pie chart that shows you an interesting fact about sometimes it's NHL hockey, sometimes it's college bowl games like it is today. The most bowl games played in. Who is the top of that list? Do you know that?
Alabama.
Right? Not really that close.
Am I right?
Yes, you are.
Do you hate me?
No.
Oh.
No, Texas.
That was funny, Merritt. I hear Merritt laughing. Merritt's giggling back there.
Texas
He's
chimes in
at, a little bit.
Texas chimes in at number 2, which is nice because Nebraska is actually on this list, alone in 5th place, mm-hmm. behind Tennessee and South Carolina, and with South Carolina not Southern California, excuse me. Not eligible this year or next year, they will, of course, catch them and move into 4th place.
And there you go. Are those wins?
No, just bowl games played in.
Well, and you know, it's going to be a lot tougher to catch anybody these days when 6-6 teams get.
Oh, absolutely.
When there's 35 bowl games and not 16 like there used to be.
But Texas not eligible this year, so everybody gains a spot on them. So Tennessee will move up into tie for 2nd.
Tony, I got to ask you a question here. it's been brought up this week about a variety of the coaching changes, Pittsburgh trying to make a splash, Miami trying to make a splash, Miami of Ohio looking for a coach, and then Ralph Friedgen out at Maryland. And the problem here is they just fired an ACC Coach of the Year. This is Steve Peterson-esque. The AD, Kevin Anderson, didn't want Ralph Friedgen as his coach, so he fired him. And he's mad that he went 8-4 after the team went just 2-10 last year. Now you have to look at that a little bit too. But they keep talking about competing, and then maybe Mike Leach is going to come in. Which, whatever. Great. But they want a coach so that they can compete with the Baltimore Ravens, the Washington Redskins. What? Folks, I don't care who you have as a coach. The only way you compete with NFL teams is by winning. All the time. Ask the University of Miami. The only way they ever put butts in the seats is when they won those 50-plus games in a row at home. That's how, folks. That's how. Ralph Friedgen, Mike Leach, Bill Cower.
But yeah.
It doesn't matter who's in the league.
By that, you've got to garner yourself some attention. I would take it that you didn't know that Maryland was 8-4 before they fired Ralph Friedgen, did you?
Yeah, because I was studying for my bowl sheets that I'm going to stink at.
Fair enough. Until then, I mean, I don't think anybody followed the Terps, you know, that closely. But yeah, looks like they turned the deal around, and then all of a sudden you drop the axe on the guy. Yeah, to compete in that market around, and they're going in that area. When you mentioned those pro teams, what kind of a name are you going to get? I'm telling you, Bill Cowher and John Gruden aren't going to Maryland.
No, so that's what I'm saying. I don't know. You got a guy that's a proven winner, not a national championship caliber. But I don't know that you can get that at Maryland. It's very tough. More luck. I mean, we'll see. Maybe Mike Leach is the guy. He brought in Big 12 talent and competed for the number one spot in the country a couple of times in his tenure. And let's face it, the ACC isn't that tough. Isn't that tough at all. Virginia Tech, Florida State, top of the heap. That's what you got.
But you think the system, you know, and bring up Mike Leach, year in, year out, he found quarterbacks that could run that
deal. How long are you going to give him? You've got to give him a 5-year contract and then go in an igloo, move away, athletic director, because they're not going to have guys that run that system right now. They're not going to have them next year. They're not going to have them in 2 years. You're not going to be going undefeated or 11-1 in 2 years with the guys they got on that team in Mike Leach's system.
No, so offensively, it's a different deal.
Well, it's time for our Loper Link on the Doug and Daddy Show. Every Wednesday, we catch up with a Loper coach or a player, or every once in a while, a bigwig like John McBride or Doug Christensen or Mark Bauer. And he's going to join us on the show today. Our Loper Link is brought to you by Garrett Tire Treaded Appliance, where their tire specialists have over 5 decades of service in the Tri-City area. If you're still Christmas shopping, and they've got some really cool stuff in the appliance area, you can go to GarrettAppliance.com or Russ Smith, Charter West National Bank. Huh. Do you need a holiday loan? Will you need a holiday loan? I've seen some of your bowl selections, Daddy. You may. Russ can help you out with all your lending needs. You have the reasons they have the loans at Charter West. UNK wrestling coach Mark Bauer is with us, getting ready for Christmas. He's bought all 12 of his kids some gifts. How you doing, Coach? You got a coach there?
We had a coach there.
We had a coach. We'll re-effort Coach Bauer. 888-455-ESPN is the phone number to be on the show today. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Now Coach Bauer's with us. Good morning, Coach. All right. The wonderful world of live radio. All right, there you go. Well, while we wait to talk to Coach, we might take a break. But first, we'll let you know that it is a Wednesday, right? It is Wednesday. And today it's Wise Guy Wednesday at Godfather's Pizza, where you get $1 off any medium or large calzone. I didn't even know there was a small, right? I'm guessing
they're all big.
Get $1 off a calzone at Godfather's Pizza. They're there for you. All you have to do is stop by and see them in the Archway Plaza on top of the hill, north side of Kearney, 222 West 42nd, right next to Eileen's Cookies. They're open 7 days a week. Of course, they're going to spend Christmas with their family. But when you're ready to get away from your family or just kind of veg out and watch some football or basketball on TV and enjoy some great food from Godfather's, it's the place to be. Maybe you're out shopping today. Try their lunch buffet, $6.50 with the salad bar at Godfather's Pizza. Godfather's Pizza, 234-9444, 234-9444 for pickup or delivery. Okay, you've given me the thumbs up three times. Why should I believe you this time?
Third time's a charm.
Mark Power, good morning.
Good morning, man. It's great to be with you this morning.
What's up, buddy?
Well, wrapping up some Christmas shopping.
You got presents for all those kids, or are you just you trying to get something for Mama?
Yeah, I think I better find something for Mama. I'm a little late getting this done. There's no doubt about it. I hope she's not listening.
Coach, let's get into the wrestling, and we won't take too long because I know you're keeping busy doing that. But the basketball teams have some time off, and you guys are the only ones that are going to be busy heading out to Arizona on the 1st. And tell us a little bit about what the team's going to be doing.
Well, you know, our guys do have some time off right now. This year, the NCAA mandated a six-day moratorium where the kids have to be off and away from us. So I've got a few days away from them here. I'm just hoping they're keeping their workups out in. And when we get back the evening of the 27th, the guys will be going full force. We've got a couple two-a-days, and then we head out on the 29th for Arizona. You know, really the reason we're heading out there is because we're not going back to the National Dual Championships, and we wanted to find some of the top teams in the nation and competing early in the semester, and we found it. We're going to be competing against St. Cloud, Minnesota, Newberry, and Kutztown and Grand Canyon, all four very talented teams.
Mark, coming back after the holiday, is there a weight allowance? They get any weight at all?
No, I'm sure my guys wish there was a weight allowance, but no, that's only in high school. They have to continue to watch their weight, and you know, it's tough when we're on holiday breaks. You know, moms cook real well, and the families get together, and everybody wants to tend to eat and put food on the table. But this is a time where they're going to have to be really disciplined and really, really focused on their dieting. I expect them to eat a little bit, but at the same token, they can't get out of control with it.
Mark Bauer, UNK wrestling coach, is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, you just mentioned that you're not going to the national duels. Why is that?
Well, the NWCA has a selection process, and that selection process is actually based on last year's team. And it's a point system, and basically the point system is how it works is you get so many points for returning All-Americans, you get so many points for returning starters and so forth. And since we really only have two guys on our team that are returning starters and one All-American, we didn't have enough points to qualify to go back into that selection process. And so really it's kind of a tough thing for us to handle right now. But at the same token, three of these teams we're going to be wrestling this weekend will actually, on the 1st of January, will actually be at the National Dual Championships. We want to be there. There's no doubt about it. We're ranked 8th in the nation. Supposedly the top 16 teams are going to be there competing, but obviously not. So it's a tough one, a tough pill for us to swallow right now, but there's no way to appeal it or any process like that, so we just have to do what we can do.
Well, that's just idiotic. I mean, this is the same organization that voted UNK 4th in the preseason, and I thought that was all based on what you got coming back.
Yeah. Well, and it is, and that's the hard part. I actually called the head coach at Augustana College, and he's the one that's part of that, and he said, you know, we really don't have an appeals process. You know, maybe this is something we need to bring up. I think the biggest concern right now in Division I, they only have, I think, 12 teams right now slated to be at the National Dual Championships, and that is excluding Iowa. Iowa chose to pull out of it, and that's the primary reason they're there. They have such a great draw from the crowd from Iowa State, and Iowa just flat out decided they didn't want to go this year. This could be the downfall of the National Dual Championships because I know it's an expensive event to put on, and when you don't have the crowd there, it's going to cause some problems. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. I have heard rumor that Division I wants their own National Dual Championships, and they want to break away from everybody else. And I think there's almost kind of that sediment right now with some of the non-Division I schools and programs because we're tired of seeing what we're seeing that happen in Division I with the wrestling world, and it needs to change.
Mark Bauer joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show for just another minute. Mark, I guess with wrestling and there's people come in after the semester and there's eligibility deals, how many new faces do you have on this team that people are not used to?
Well, you know, right now we're not going to be bringing anybody new in at semester, but, you know, obviously, you know, our big pickups with our transfers and Dalton Jensen at 141 pounds and Joey Wilson at 165 and then at 157, We have kind of got a battle going on right now between our Wyoming transfer, Jared Hatley, and then a local kid here that is actually from Kyrgyzstan, Russia, but graduated from Kearney High as Islam Abitov, beat him in the wrestle-off last week. And so they're pushing each other. But, you know, we've got some talented young men all up and down our lineup. We've got some young kids that have really stepped it up. Our 125-pounder Josh Smith out of Houston, Texas, currently 13-5 on the season, has just really turned it on. His only losses are to Division I kids. And so we've got some real big surprises in our lineup. We were hoping that some kids would really mature and step up this year, and that's what we've seen happen so far. So we're looking forward to this dual schedule. We do have a couple holes in our lineup right now. Our 184 and 197-pounders are both have some ligament strains in their knees, and so they're going to be out, you know, over this Christmas break trying to just get re-healed up and do their rehab. But we're hoping to have them back middle of January, which, you know, it gives us a little bit more of a challenge, but I'm sure those teams that we're going to be competing with on January 1st are having some of the same issues too.
Mark, when you get these guys back, your 184 and 196, is this a team that can vie for a national title at the end of the year?
It is. It is. There's no doubt about it. And again, you know, we've talked about this before. Regional tournament, you've got to get as many guys through to the national tournament as possible. And there's absolutely no doubt about it. Our region continues to be one of the top regions in the nation. We just saw yesterday that a young man just popped up on the radar screen at Adams State, who's one of the, you know, a very talented 141-pounder, which is where our transfer's from, and he was a Division I transfer. I think the kid's only got a semester left, so it'll be interesting to see this second semester, you know, like you said, to see what pops up on some of these other teams that we don't know about. But, you know, we don't have any real big surprises coming this second semester. It's just we need to take care of ourselves and continue to work hard, stay focused, and get into this dual schedule, because it's kind of fun. You know, once you kind of solidify those top 10 guys and travel with those guys and start building that dynamic of our dual team, that's when it gets a little bit more exciting.
Finally, Mark, the last RMAC wrestler of the week for 2010 was T.J. Hepburn. It was over the last 2 weeks, which included the Loper Open. Kind of just talk about T.J. and recap how the Loper Open went.
He is definitely, without a doubt, our strongest leader in our team right now. Not only is he doing it on the mat, he's also pushing the guys off the mat. I think he's 13-3 right now. His three losses are all to Division I kids, two of them to the same kid. And, you know, he's just performed miraculously. He continues to perform at a high level, consistently at a high level, and really that's really our focus for him. You know, there's no doubt about it. I will go to tell you right now, and he probably vouch for me saying this, but the UNK Open was not his greatest tournament. He had some tough matches at the UNK Open, but he pulled through like a champ and wrestled really well, and so we see him to continue to lead this program, and we look forward to seeing him continue to do that.
Coach, we appreciate the time. Have a great Christmas, and we'll see you again in 2011.
You bet, Doug and Daddy. You guys have a Merry Christmas, and like always, it's a pleasure and it's an honor.
Thanks, Coach. We appreciate the kind words. Take care, buddy. Mark Bauer joining us on our Loper Link. One other Loper bit of business to tell you about. The UNK Athletic Department and the Hilltop Mall are providing shoppers with a special Loper basketball gift. Any purchase made between today and Friday gives you two free Loper tickets to the Adams State game or Fort Lewis games January 2nd and January 3rd, 3 o'clock, 5 o'clock at the tip times. Those are Sundays and Mondays. Monday, January 3rd, we can sneak out of here and go watch some basketball at 3 and 5. All you have to do is present the Hilltop Mall receipt at the main mall administrative office, and they'll give you two tickets. So there you go. While you're shopping at the Hilltop Mall, get some free tickets. Go watch the Loper basketball teams and the Loper wrestling team again out to Arizona on New Year's Day. Our Loper Link brought to you by Russ Smith at Charterwest National Bank of Kearney, offering all types of loans from new construction, home, commercial, and for the seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons, they have the loans. And by Garrett Tire, Tread and Appliance. For more information on the Garrett Tires and Appliances, log on to GarrettAppliance.com. We'll be back with more. Steve Sipple joins us in a little bit from the Lincoln Journal Star, and we make our bowl selections. Gosh, I know you don't want to miss that. Back after this.
Right now, every time you buy something, anything with your Discover card, you automatically have a chance to win up to $1 million.
So if I buy these jeans, I could win $1 million.
Yep.
This stainless steel dishwasher?
Uh-huh.
This chocolate bar?
You bet.
This chocolate bar?
Yeah, didn't you just buy that?
It's my emergency chocolate.
Oh, gotcha. Remember, using your Discover card could make you a millionaire. Learn more at discover.com. It pays to discover. Visit discover.com/giveaway for alternate entry options.
I will not spend my weekend covered in drywall dust.
I will simply fix the leaky faucet in the guest bathroom.
I will not go to a store so big
it has its own zip code.
I will go to Ace.
And I will get it done fast.
And then I will not leave the couch till Monday morning.
Every store has thousands of Ace brand products to help you turn your to-do list into a to-done list. So get in, get help, and get on with your life. At Ace, the helpful place.
The Chicken Coop doesn't mess around. Every Wednesday from 5 to 10, burger and fries for $5. Now that's any burger off the menu. That's any burger you want. 7-ounce ground chuck burger, cheeseburger, mushroom burger, bacon burger, even the
Totally Jack burger.
And tonight, it's just $5. If you've had their burgers, you know this is a great deal. If you haven't, don't miss this deal. Every Wednesday from 5 to 10 p.m., burger and fries for $5. The Chicken Coop. They don't mess around. Downtown Kearney and downtown Grand Island.
Michael Holand claims the best steak he ever ate was at a small cafe in Northern California. They said it was a secret marinade recipe. Years later, a relative bought the cafe owner's house and found that secret recipe in a cupboard. You can find that same original recipe marinade now made by Holand One Farms. Ask your grocer where they stock the Holand One Farms products. Click on the Holand One Farms link at kkpr.com for the Holand One story.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving, heading up the Mead team. Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Sports USA's bowl season kicks off with the Mako Las Vegas Bowl Wednesday. This year, the Utah Utes square off against quarterback Kellen Moore and the Boise State Broncos. This should be a high-flying affair with two great offenses and plenty of points on the board. Tune in and hear all of the action from Sam Boyd Stadium. It's the Mako Las Vegas Bowl, Utah versus Boise State, Wednesday on Sports USA.
Boise State, Utah, Wednesday night on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Mostly considerable cloud cover across the area throughout the afternoon with high temperatures in the upper 20s. Winds out of the east will also stay at about 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, with cloudy skies, lows will be back to 17. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 18.
Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Coming up in a little bit, Steve Simple from the Lincoln Journal Star. But Daddy, our buddy Ed Minden shot me an email here at the Dent Popper inbox. He goes, I heard you guys talking about Rulon Gardner earlier in the week. He's going to be on The Biggest Loser, and that's coming up first of the year. Now, this is a team competition this time around.
It weighs 474 pounds.
474. Rulon Gardner.
And he's doing it with his partner.
Fat. He looks fat.
They own a gym.
Now, by partner, we mean friend.
Yes.
They co-own a gym in Logan, Utah. That can't be a good sales pitch. Look, I'm Rulon, 474.
No, I'm right with you. So Ed chimes in.
Well, Ed says, I heard on the radio you guys talking about it. Can you believe he weighs 474 pounds is what he says. He goes on to say, I think you and Daddy should sign up to do the Amazing Race. That would be fun to watch. My favorite reality show. Two things there, Ed. I can't swim and Daddy can't run. And for more confirmation on that, check out his next refereeing gig. So there you go.
We might be good.
Well, I think we would be good. My smarts and your savvy social skills anywhere in the world, that would be your biggest asset on the Amazing Race if I did choose you as a partner. Problem is, I could never get on because I can't swim, and I've seen some of the challenges. You know, you pick the challenge. You don't know what it is. You open it up, and it goes, you know, dive in the water, go down to the bottom of the lake and pick this up, or, you know, swim across here, grab the flag. I couldn't do it.
But they would look at me. That would be. I would take over that.
I wouldn't have.
He's a rather large dolphin, but look at him go.
We wouldn't have the option. That's what I'm saying. Sometimes you just don't have that option. Okay, who wants to do the challenge, Doug? Oh, I didn't see a body of water around here. They say drive 2.6 miles and dive in the ocean.
You know what? I could do a bunch of. It'd be like the summertime we go, and you know what?
Let's face it.
I get very brown. I could fit in most of those third world countries.
Let's face it, you would never survive.
Oh.
Let's be honest. I can't swim. You can't run. There's no way. We would never make it to the finish line,
dude,
without a 10-minute head start on everybody else.
It's not true.
And even as intelligent as we are and as savvy as you is, there's no way.
And I know a couple languages. Andale. I think that means hurry up.
I can see you just getting after a cabbie. Scoot over. I got it. Can I get on a mic? Can I get out of walkie-talkie, CB? But one thing, you know, maybe not this year's edition, but maybe if you continue on your regimen at Complete Nutrition, we can think about it here in a couple of seasons. And right now, you don't have to just be in Kearney. You can be in Grand Island. You can be anywhere in the Tri-Cities, and they're there for you.
That's right, to better serve the Tri-Cities. They've opened a new location just north of Gordman's in Grand Island, right off of Highway 281. Located in Kearney, just north of Sunmart. We've talked about that store all the time. 308-338-1348. That's 338-1FIT or 382-8663 in Grand Island to speak to a consultant today. Or go to the website, CompleteNutrition.com, for more information about the great lineup of products.
Including their new product, the CTS 360, the complete toning system in which consultants can interchange three levels of weight loss supplements and work with customers to create a personalized, healthy solution. Fat burners, tone, night formula, it's all there for you. And, of course, the same great items that we've been telling you about for months, the V-Core. They've got the complete man, the complete woman, smart smoothie. What do you like, Berserk?
I go berserk every morning.
It doesn't matter exactly what you're grabbing because they're going to tell you what works for you. Boost your metabolism and accelerate weight loss, control appetite and cravings, tone that stubborn fat. Weight loss while you sleep sounds like something you would really love.
I'm a good sleeper.
Well, yeah, especially when you're behind the wheel. That's the CTS 360, the new product from Complete Nutrition.
I take one of those fat burners. I get my tan on. We're on Amazing Race.
You're dominating?
I look like I'm from a third world country. I fit right in with those people.
It's Christmas time. It's all about love and sharing in the Amazing Race.
They would love me. That's my point. We would be in.
Yeah, we would be so slow, and you would over-socialize now. I've already figured that out. In fact, there's some countries that they probably wouldn't even allow you in. Let's make some of our bowl picks.
Okay.
Then Steve Sipple's going to join us because there are a lot of bowl picks. So here we go, the Doug and Daddy bowl picks. Mary, I know off the top of your head, you can tell us how we did for the season, right?
Of course.
Did you win?
No.
Did Daddy win?
No.
Let's see, who would that have left? I wasn't even sure because I thought Merritt did beat us. I thought Merritt had won.
No, you squeaked out at the very end. You were 85-58. I was 84-59. Daddy was 82-61, just edging out the caller, who was 81-62.
Champion of the world.
Three games separate us.
Feel
well,
that.
You take every favorite on the sheet. Great, whatever. Good for you. Congratulations.
Okay, I had Louisville last night. You had Southern Miss. I'm already up 1-0. Tonight, Utah, Boise State. I've got Boise State.
Yeah, Boise.
Poinsettia Bowl, your pick.
I'm going to take Navy.
God, I don't even have all my information in front of me. What am I doing here? For some reason, Navy should be the winner, but I'm going to take San Diego State because it's in California. Tulsa, Hawaii, I'll take the first one here, and I'm going to go Hawaii.
Yeah, easy.
Little Caesars Bowl, Toledo and Florida International.
Okay, this is one that's a 1.5 to 2 point spread. Toledo is a favorite. I'm going to take Florida International.
Is this today's?
A couple days ago.
Yeah, Toledo was, I thought so. Toledo started out as a big favorite, and now they're not a big favorite. I'm going to take Florida International as well. Georgia Tech and Air Force.
Air Force opened as a 2.5-point favorite. They remain a 2.5-point favorite.
Georgia Tech's missing a player.
Georgia Tech got beat for Kansas, for God's sake. Give me Air Force.
I'm going to take Georgia Tech. NC State, West Virginia. NC State started hot. They play West Virginia in the Champ Sports Bowl on Tuesday.
Give me those hillbillies from West Virginia.
Coaching changes coming after a year. Boy, North Carolina State, man, they started hot. They're not hot. It's hard to bounce back. I don't know what to do with this one. This is one of the tougher ones, I think, on the sheet. Man. What's the spread?
Darn near 3.
Who's favored?
West Virginia.
Oh, so you took another favorite, did you? I'll take West Virginia. Missouri, Iowa in the Insight Bowl. I'm not even flinching, Missouri.
Give me Iowa.
You got no chance. Haven't they suspended 100 guys?
2, I think.
Okay, yeah. East Carolina, Maryland. Ralph Regan going out. Duh, Maryland.
Yeah, Maryland.
Baylor, Illinois.
I'm going to take the player you hated a year ago, Robert Griffin. I'll take the Baylor Bears. You put the jinx on him a year ago.
No, I was just 100% accurate again.
He got hurt.
Just hey. 2 years in a row on the Big 12. What was your two biggest I am king of the world proclamations, and not just you? I'm not trying to throw you under the bus. I'm trying to prove a point. Last year, Robert Griffin. This year, Jerod Johnson. I said overwhelming no to both. I just want to know who was more accurate. Okay. Baylor, Illinois. I'll take Illinois. Oklahoma State, Arizona.
Oklahoma State.
Yeah, I'll take them too. SMU and Army. Pony Express.
Yeah.
Or the Cadets. I'm going to take Army. Syracuse, Kansas State. I'll take Kansas State.
Yes.
North Carolina, Tennessee. I'll take North Carolina.
Okay, give me Tennessee.
And we'll take a break because up next, the Holiday Bowl. So we'll take a break right here about halfway through our picks on the Doug and Daddy Show. And coming up, Steve Sipple. Maybe he'll change our mind about the Nebraska-Washington selection. He's after this on the Doug and Daddy Show, brought to you by our friends at Midway Auto Group. ThinkMidway.com. It's a better way. Now until the first of the year when you buy any new Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Midway certified pre-owned vehicle from the Midway Auto Group, your maintenance is free for all of next year. That's all of 2011, 12 full months of service on them. They've taken care of our vehicles. They'll take care of yours. Ask them about the Doug and Daddy special. They've got the finest service center in all the land. It's not too good to be true, folks. They've got all the deals to make you better. At Midway Auto Group, thinkmidway.com. And we'll be back after this.
If you're a guy over 30 years of age, listen up, Charger. Is your stamina gone when you hit the gym? Do you keep gaining weight every year? Attack the fat, build lean muscle for a stronger core, and increase your stamina with the new Charger Pack found only at Complete Nutrition. Charger. For guys over 30, the Charger Pack recharges your natural testosterone levels back to when you were young and peaking physically. The result is a lean, mean core and an adolescent supply of energy and stamina. Plus, with the new Charger Night formula, say goodnight to daily stress and fatigue as your muscles recharge to burn fat while you sleep. So if you want to naturally build lean muscle and replenish your energy and stamina, get to Complete Nutrition and recharge with the new Charger Pack.
Complete Nutrition is located in Kearney at 41st and 2nd Avenue north of Sunmark. For more information, call 338-1-5th. That's 338-1348 or on the web at CompleteNutrition.com.
Wait a minute. You might think this is too good to be true. A 2-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty, 2-year, 100,000-mile roadside assistance package, a 6-month, 6,000-mile comprehensive warranty, a 30-day exchange privilege, first oil changes for free, and the finest service center in all the land. It does sound too good to be true, but it's not, because it happens every day right here at the Midway Auto Group in Kearney. With all that Midway has to offer, you might think they couldn't do more. Well, they did, and it's their gift to you. Right now, during this Christmas season through January 1st, when you buy any new Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Chrysler, Dodge, or Jeep, or Midway certified pre-owned vehicle from the Midway Auto Group, your maintenance is free for all of 2011. Listen, that's 12 full months of service on them. Find out more at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep or Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac or online at thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed. Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week, practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens. Husker football every week, awesome food and drink specials, and the beer so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up, threw for three touchdowns, even ran for one. And guess who's laughing now? So sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by your local Farm Bureau agents, Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney today at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see considerable cloud cover across the area throughout the afternoon with high temperatures in the upper 20s. Winds out of the east will also stay at about 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, with cloudy skies, lows will be back to 17. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 18.
Silent night, holy
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. 888-455-ESPN, that's the phone number. And, of course, the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy. At ESPNSuperstation.com, where all of our guests are taken care of by our friends at BK. Try the new breakfast menu at BK. The ultimate breakfast platter features eggs, sausage, pancakes, hash browns, and a fresh baked biscuit. How about those little mini muffins? Outstanding. Two locations in Kearney, Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. Happy holidays from BK. Tony, Iowa, you know there's the NSAA that governs all Nebraska high school sports. In Iowa, we know about the mercy rule now for football. If there's a 35-point lead or more, the clock runs in the second half. The rule now is, in Iowa, in effect for all boys and girls games played grades 7 through 12, if there's a 35-point differential any time after halftime, the game will be continued with a running clock. The only times the clock will be stopped are during a timeout, break between the third and fourth quarters, and any time officials deem it necessary for safety reasons. If the margin drops below 25 points, then they'll go back to normal timing for the remainder of the game or until it goes above 35 again. Your thoughts?
This is brand new for Iowa.
Yeah.
Wow. That's fine. I think the goal is to, you're still trying to improve, though. Some of those kids, if it gets out of hand, I would assume you're playing other kids or maybe
so far
the road.
In the first month of the season, I've seen a good job of coaching, rotating in kids when the game is not 35 points even, but when it's taken care of, when it's over 20, 25 points in this fourth quarter. The coaches have been doing a pretty good job. That's where it lies. The coach has to make that decision. Sometimes, though, all 15 kids suited up on one team are better than everybody that's suited up on the other team, and that's where you get into a little bit of trouble. That was the way it was for Steve Sipple's high school team. Sip, did you wish that you had the mercy rule so you could have got out of there quicker?
Well, I didn't play football.
How about basketball?
I played basketball.
Yeah, see,
baseball,
this is a basketball mercy rule now that they're implementing in Iowa.
I'm not for mercy rules, to be honest. But I don't know. I'd have to look into it more, Doug. How are you guys doing?
That's the Sip right there. He is always investigating. We're doing great. Still got to start my Christmas shopping here one of these days. But outside of that, it's good.
I love to hear that because I haven't. Sip, that makes me feel better.
Well, I know everything's good in the Sip household. We're just great to have you on the show, and Merry Christmas from the top here. Let's talk a little football. There's all kinds of directions to go. I want to actually start with the game next week. The team reconvenes on Friday, flies out over the weekend. That's when you're heading out to cover the team. What do we know about this game today that maybe we didn't know when the bowl announcement came out the first Sunday of the month?
Not that much. I mean, really, I don't know that much changed. Honestly, Doug, I don't think a lot has changed. Washington, you know, is playing pretty well. Locker, I know, feels really good. Now, you know, he's in good health. I think he'll be tougher. I just think he's gonna. I think, like most people, I think you guys have probably talked about, the game's tougher now for a variety of reasons. First of all, Nebraska's probably, you know, they're not, they didn't play, Nebraska didn't play its best football down the stretch. Washington is playing a little bit better. You don't know exactly what's going to happen with Nebraska quarterback, and they were obviously very strong at quarterback on September 18th. You look at Taylor Martinez's production that game. He ran for 137, threw for 150, and looked good doing it. So, you don't know. I don't think you're going to get that from Taylor Martinez. So, I don't know. I'm as a matchup, I think it's not that bad. I think Nebraska, that 14-point line's about right, probably.
Sip, I guess, you know, you go back to last year, and the kids really played with an edge coming off. You know, whether you think they got a job with Texas, but they seem to be pissed after the game and get back really focused. I guess the only thing really to focus them this year would be that 11-win season. Is that how you see it, and will they use that to motivate them?
Yeah, I think that's part of it, and I think a little bit of the motivation will come once again from losing that Big 12 title game and wanting to come back strong from that. And it's always good to win your last game. I don't care what season you're in. It's just you want to win that last game. So I don't know, though. I mean, I don't want to sit here and say, though, that it's going to be a tremendously motivated team. I don't know that that's the case. I don't know that it isn't the case, though, so maybe they'll be all right. I think they should be. At some level, you're just glad to be playing a bowl game. And it's not like you're – I mean, come on now. I mean, they're playing in the Holiday Bowl. It's not a bad bowl. It's a beautiful area. Pac-10 opponent that you've beaten. But I don't know. It's, you know what it is? It's a kind of an interesting study. I'm really interested to see how Nebraska plays. And if they come out with a hard edge – and play very hard, you really got to really have to give kudos to those team leaders and the coaches and the guys, because they will have overcome a fair amount of negativity.
Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. A lot of things have happened between the last time the Huskers played a football game and today. Sip, I'll rattle off a few here, and well, the question is, which one do you think is going to have the most influence on the outcome of the ball game next Thursday? One is what we just talked about, going back to the same place and playing a team you don't want to play. Two, Mike Eckler leaving. He's still with the team, but you got that. Three, Sean Watson in limbo. Is he concentrating on the offense, or is he looking to find a job 24/7? And then you've also got the suspensions of Baker Steinkuhler and Ricky Thornars because of the DUIs in the last month. Which one of those, or is it something else that may affect this game more than anything?
I think number one. I mean, going back, just like we had talked about, those other things are factors. You know, Baker's kind of a factor in that, you know, I mean, I think Washington, I mean, I think you can run it at Nebraska, and it's probably a little easier with Terrence Moore and Thaddeus Randall playing roles. But listen, those guys, there's not that much drop off there, so I don't think that's necessarily a big deal. Sean Watson being in limbo, don't think that's a big deal. I think all around the nation, coaches are doing the same thing. I mean, this is the time of year where there's movement in the coaching ranks, where the dominoes fall, and guys are trying to position themselves career-wise. So, you know, they all work through it. They can work through it. Sean Watson is going to put in his 14-hour days. That's the way he's cut out. That's not going to change. So I don't think that's a big deal. I'd go back to number one, just what we talked about. I don't think those other things are huge factors. Now, there is maybe a cumulative effect that you're talking about with all those things. By and large, I think they're going to be okay. I don't think there's a lot of major distraction right now, guys.
Except as soon as this bowl game's over, how long till we find somebody to replace Atka and get somebody in there as far as this recruiting deal goes as we near the recruiting deal 1st of February?
I think that Bo will, and Carl, I think Carl, first of all, Pelini, the defensive coordinator, will have a large say in it. And I think they'll take their time. I don't think there's any rush to name a guy. They'll want to get the right guy. My guess is there'll be four or five candidates, a few of whom we probably don't know who they are. You know, we won't recognize their names anyway. I don't think there's any slam dunk out there right now that you could point at and say, yeah, this is what's going to happen. So I suspect that will take a few weeks for them, maybe more, to nail that down, Eddie.
Co-host of Unsportsmanlike Conduct in Omaha, Steve Sipple, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
That's right.
Unbelievable. Sip, what about, and we've had some callers, we've had some emailers, obviously, throughout the week, and as you know, it seems like Husker fans want Sean Watson to leave. I thought you were one of the guys that has always said Watson would not leave for a lower-tier head coaching job, which is how I view Miami of Ohio, even though he'd been an assistant there for quite a while. Everybody thought he had a legit shot at Vandy. What is his situation with Miami of Ohio, and are there any other slots out there for him?
Now, I got to say one thing. I don't know that I said he wouldn't leave for one. I have said he hasn't left for one and would probably, in past years, would have been inclined not to, but things change. And now, would he take a Miami of Ohio job? Yeah, I think absolutely he would, based on everything I've heard. And really based on conversations with Sean this season. Yeah, I think that he wants badly to be a head coach. And this season has been tough on him. I mean, the criticism at some point starts wearing on you. I mean, it really does. And so I think, yeah, I don't know that it's for sure if they offered it, he'd take it. But I know he is in the heart of that mix. And let me tell you something. He was in the heart of that Vanderbilt mix. I mean, more than probably a lot of people think. He was right. I think part of the reason it drug on after Gus Malzahn pulled out and they tried to hire Franklin is there were some people in that administration that were really backing Sean. So that was disappointing for him because he was close on that deal. And, you know, Miami of Ohio, he coached there for 7 years. He was an assistant, I think 87 to 93. He knows the lay of the land there. He knows that area very well. So I think that would be an attractive place for him to go.
Sip, are you following these bowl games, these early bowl games at all?
No. I mean, I watched Frank's game the other night. Daddy, I was really busy on Sunday with that Eckler and basketball stuff. Saturday. So I haven't really watched too much.
I know, and I've noticed you haven't returned phone calls either.
Well, hey, he's moving up. He's a co-host of the number one rated sports talk show in all of Nebraska.
One thing I've done here as I've gotten older is I've divorced myself from that phone a little bit. I don't want to live on that thing, Daddy. There's other ways to live.
Tony, you should learn that.
Well, I understand that. And, Sip, don't worry about it. Doug tries to mix my words around, too.
Wow. See, once again, your criticism
is
wearing on me, Tony.
God only knows what I say, so maybe he's exactly right, and I just heard, maybe I heard myself wrong. I don't
Sip, I know you're trying to feel better, so let's let you get out of here with this. What are you?
I feel fine.
What are you looking forward to out in San Diego? Something you did last year, or something you didn't get to do? What's the number one highlight for a guy that has a little time heading out to the game?
I'll tell you what I'm going to do, and you think this is weird, but I right by the hotel we stay in, and we stay in a beautiful place. Right next to it, there's a banana situation where there's a big ship that hauls bananas from Costa Rica to a place where they load them on a fleet of trucks. I mean, a fleet of semi-trailer trucks. And I mean a fleet. I mean, there's about, I'd say, 300 of those trucks that line up and take these bananas. And I'm going to go over and check out that whole thing. Just the process, how they do it. It's right outside our hotel, and I watched it all last season, you know, when we were there, and it was fascinating to me.
I don't think anybody could have made that up. I think he's really going to do that.
See,
good. I think that's interesting.
Something you could only do.
Dole bananas.
Hey, buddy, have a good time. We'll catch up with you and wrap up the season with our Husker Roundtable again after the first of the year. Enjoy San Diego, and hopefully you can cover a Husker victory.
All right. Hey, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. And, yeah, I appreciate the invite to that roundtable. I always like that matching wits with Mitch and really steamrolling Sean.
They've been called out coming up. I think it's usually that first Monday or Friday in January. We'll get her set up. Sip, Merry Christmas to you and your family.
I love Sean. I'll see you later.
I love you, Sip.
that's why he doesn't answer the phone anymore. Sip, take care, buddy. We will take a break and be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
Is there anything that warms the heart of somebody you love in your life, hopefully a female, a mom, girlfriend, wife, daughter? Nothing's better than surprise flowers. Today only, that's right, today only, get one dozen assorted roses for only $19.99 plus a free glass vase. Roses always make the ladies in your life feel special. At this price, no brainer. If you've never tried Pro Flowers, give them a shot. Won't be sorry. $19.99 for a dozen assorted roses and a free glass vase. This great deal on classic roses is good for today only. That's right, today. Here's what I want you to do. Call 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS and mention my name, Colin. Or better yet, go to proflowers.com. Click on the mic, upper right side. Enter the password, Colin. That's proflowers.com. Click on the mic, type in Colin. Nothing more special than surprising the ladies in your life with one dozen assorted roses.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
This is a wish for future happiness and good luck to our customers and friends. Your friendship and business is appreciated by the entire staff at the Exchange Bank in Minden.
First Bank in Shelton wants to take this time to wish good friends and customers like you a happy holiday season and a wonderful new year. Thanks for doing business with us.
Thursday night, it's a late-season interconference matchup in the Steel City when Pittsburgh hosts Carolina. Hi, this is Ian Eagle of Westwood One. Join Trent Green and me for all the action from the Subway Fresh broadcast booth at Heinz Field. Can Troy Polamalu and the Steelers' stellar defense deliver the hammer as they continue their drive for another division title? Tune in to find out. Carolina-Pittsburgh. If it's Thursday night football, it's right here.
On Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Mostly considerable cloud cover across the area throughout the afternoon with high temperatures in the upper 20s. Winds out of the east will also stay at about 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, with cloudy skies, lows will be back to 17. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 18.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Superstation. Senior Pierre Allen has accepted an invitation to play in the East-West Shrine Game. The 86th annual Shrine Game in Orlando is January the 22nd. One of the many great postseason games, and hopefully a lot of Huskers will get the opportunity to do that.
Senior Bowl or East-West, either one.
Hula, all kinds of things out there. Nebraska volleyball finished 7th in the final coaches poll. Did you know that's the first time in 6 years they didn't finish in the top five? Big 12 champions, 29-3. They needed to beat Washington. They'd have been in the top five. Texas was 4th, Washington 6th, Nebraska 7th, Oklahoma 21st, Missouri 22nd, Iowa State 25th. Nebraska will be entering a conference with the four-time defending champion in Penn State next year. Nebraska men's basketball team, Grambling State, not good. 2-9, Nebraska 10-2. The Huskers roll 79-39 in the game. Their 8th straight win, the longest winning streak since 1995's season. So a couple of bits of news there from the last 24 hours that we hadn't touched on yet here on the Doug and Daddy Show. There was some good high school basketball around the state last night, and congratulations to all the winners. Also, it was the final chance to do any basketball. The five-day moratorium where you can't practice or play starts today. So you got to watch. And sports fans, when you're looking for the ultimate hangout to watch sports, have a few beverages, and enjoy some Christmas cheer, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, where they play all of your favorite NFL teams, all of the college football bowl games on one of their 20 screens, including their humongous 10-foot projection screen. Watch the Huskers in the Holiday Bowl next week and choose from great food and drink specials every day. When you're ready for the ultimate place for sports or the coldest beer in central Nebraska, bring your family, bring your friends to Cunningham's Journal during the holiday season. Always use a designated driver, folks. The place to go time and time again is Cunningham's Journal.
Well, Doug, you know what? Later in the week, we got a great show for you. Still lined up. Rustin Dodd from Kansas City Star is going to join us. Talk a little Royals baseball. Get his thoughts on Zach Greinke. That's just one of the highlights we hit in. I think Noah Keller may join us as well.
Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com, joins us tomorrow. A little more talk on the Washington side of things when it comes to football. We want to thank today's guest, Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star, and UNK wrestling coach Mark Bauer for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show today. 2 days to go.
We'll see you tomorrow on Christmas Eve Eve.
Cord Walker Mowers in Minden has been your authorized Walker Mower dealer for over 20 years. Hi, I'm Harold Cord with Cord Walker Mowers. A Walker Mower will give you the fast, easy, beautiful mowing you have always wanted. These premier mowers operate easily in any direction.